Roger that. So, NOE, I know your call. We've either talked or I've stumbled across it or I don't know what. But I suppose it'll come to me. So you say make an all-star contact. Was that a goal or is it a first or is it just what's up with that? And so I don't want to necessarily say welcome, but if that's what it is, welcome. What up? What say you? Name here is Sean. W8FU.
And I just make your acquaintance, Sean. Yeah, the call sign sounds familiar. And it's been many, many, many years since I was on the FBI repeater. Got this listed as Holly, which isn't bad. My sister's there. I'm up there quite a bit. Recently back to Michigan. Been out of state. Got tired of going into work every day and told the owner exactly what I thought about him and retired. And yeah, I got this note, thought I had it set up, didn't quite do what I wanted. So been tinkering and playing and a little bit of everything else to get it working. So my first contact, although I had a local guy, I think, connect to it and call, I heard him, but I couldn't get back to him for some reason. So I guess this would be my official first contact. No, I do not log UHF, VHF, unless it's CW. And voice over IP, I wouldn't log anyway. So, yeah, I remember the FBI repeater was down, I guess, Southfield somewhere years back. And talking about CB license, I had a CB license. Then I had a broadcasting license. Before I got my ham license, oh, and I have my military radio license, before I got my ham license. So somewhere along the line, I've counted 13 different licenses. Most of them I didn't need to remember the call. Broadcast, I just needed the station, and that was pretty easy. It was a big sign painted on the glass. John, back to you, and then I'll jump out here, let you men carry on, and I'm just wasting time. And anyway,